Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That's a magic number. It's the magic number.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time now for our regular feature that we call Pick Three, except today it's a Pick Three with a twist of lemon, lime, maybe a splash of soda. That's because today's Pick Three playlist comes with a drink pairing. Joining us with her selections of music and drink is Rosie Schapp. She writes the drink column for the New York Times Magazine and is author of the memoir Drinking with Men. Rosie Schapp, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
So do your tastes in drink and music change with the seasons?
Absolutely. I often tell people that for me, autumn is about two things: brown liquor and creepy old folk songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I want. You know, once it's October especially, I kind of lock down at home, get a lot of reading and writing done, drink a lot of good whiskey, and listen to a lot of English folk rock.
So those two sort of go together. I mean, there's the great old English folk song about John Barleycorn.
Right, of course.
So are the malted barley family, is that autumn is the time for, like, beer and whiskey? And
I think definitely for whiskey, also for a brown ale or a dark ale, a good porter, and
all
lots
the things,
of sweaters.
The things that are too kind of heavy for the heat of the summer.
Correct. It's a heavy time, and I don't resist that at all.
So the first song that you've picked for us is by Jean Ritchie, American,
great American singer.
But man, did she have her finger on the pulse of, like, the old English and Scottish songs.
Sure. As I understand, as a Fulbright scholar, she studied.
Mm-hmm.
She studied these songs, and there are so many great versions of this song.
The song Lord Randall,
which I think many people are probably familiar with just reading about it in Catcher in the Rye, certainly from Bob Dylan riffing on it. And, you know, like so many traditional ballads, they're very different versions. I love Jean Ritchie's voice, and that's why I went with this one version.
The original poem, as I've read it, is, you know, what's wrong with you, Lord Randall, my son? And, you know, he's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And by the end, it's turned out that she has poisoned him, and she's watching him die right in front of her.
Right, right. So it could be the mother who's this real,
as
my people say, this real yenta just asking question after question after question while this guy is dying. Or it's the stepmother whom he's returned from visiting and who's not so good eels he's eaten.
The eels,
or the
right.
beloved, as in this version.
I got eels baked or braked in brew or something like that.
You know, it kind of turned me off eel for a long time, this song.
And what do we drink when we listen to this old Scottish murder ballad?
You know, I think with Lord Randall, you could drink a few different things, but with Jean Ritchie singing it, a Kentucky girl, you got to drink some good Kentucky bourbon and make it a really strong one. So I'm recommending Wild Turkey's Rare Breed, which is more than 108 proof. It's strong stuff, but really delicious.
And neat, I hope?
Neat.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. We're speaking with Rosie Schapp. She's sharing a Pick Three playlist and drinks. So break out the Wild Turkey Rare Breed, please, not the cheap stuff. And listen to this by Jean Ritchie.
Oh, where have you been, Lord Randall, my son? Oh, where have you been, my handsome young one? I've been to the wildwood, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm weary with hunting, and I fain would lie down. Where did you get dinner, Lord Randall, my son? Where did you get dinner, my handsome young man? I dined with my true love, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm weary with hunting, and I fain would lie down. What did you eat for your dinner, Lord Randall, my son? What did you eat for your dinner, my handsome young man? I had eels boiled in broth, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm weary with hunting, and I fain would lie down.
That is the haunting voice of Jean Ritchie. The story of Lord Randall, that goes back centuries.
Sure.
Centuries. as does the Scottish tradition of making whiskey. And
right.
Now, this is your recommended drink here is the American cousins, bourbon, specifically Wild Turkey's Rare Breed, which at 108.6 proof is... You're only going to need a glass of that.
You're only going to need a glass. Yeah. I'm not going to stop you if you have one more.
Right. Now, you said to drink it neat, and Jean Ritchie, who is quite capable of accompanying herself on a dulcimer or anything, sings this kind of neat.
Exactly.
You know, naked, unadorned singing.
It doesn't need anything else, like a good whiskey.
Now, your column for the New York Times is called Drink.
Mm-hmm.
So... maybe this is an obvious question. I mean, what do you cover? I mean, have you done this before? Come up with playlists for things?
I often come up with playlists to accompany my columns. Probably about every other month, there's a playlist either right there in the magazine with the column or running online on the Times Magazine blog, The Sixth Floor. But it's so much fun for me, and I feel that music and drink can do a lot to improve each to improve the other.
All right. We're speaking with Rosie Schapp, the drink columnist for the New York Times Magazine and author of Drinking with Men, a memoir. She is sharing her Pick 3 playlist with us. So, again, autumn, a time for these kind of older folk songs, have a kind of gothic quality to them, and brown liquor. So
right.
Where do we go next?
We're going to a favorite of mine, both the song and the singer, The Poor Murdered Woman, sung by Shirley Collins when she was with the Albion Country Band. And this is a real reportage song. This is not as old as Lord Randall. We know it's from the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the event it depicts happened in 1834. And, John, I should probably tell you that many years ago, when I started college, a long time ago, I wanted to be a folklorist. And somehow wound up being a journalist instead. But I think that's kind of given me a very warm feeling for these reporting kinds of ballads. They sort of bring that all together. But as with a tabloid, a ballad can sometimes distort a news story a great deal. I think this song is so interesting because as far as I know, it really does relate the facts of this very, very sad case. And the only real straying from a kind of journalistic ballad integrity is its, to me, really beautiful, deep sympathy for the subject that I think sets it apart from just a straight reporting ballad.
Right. So this is Shirley Collins.
What a great singer.
I mean, yeah.
And one of these voices, it took me a little getting used to.
Yes. She's a very high-pitched voice.
Yeah, and it cracks and crackles and does weird things, but I think all of that is just a testament to how much real feeling she has for everything she sings.
All right, now, how are we going to feel this? What are we drinking to get the full effect?
Well, with this, I think of Shirley Collins, even though she certainly traveled around America and knows American music very well. I think of her as somehow quintessentially English. There's a kind of... it would take so long to completely unpack
this. I actually agree.
But there's something quintessentially English to me about her voice. And again, this is a straightforward song, so I think a good English ale. You just want a real English ale. And what I've got in front of me right now is a bottle of a favorite of mine called Wells Bombardier. And it was introduced to me by one of my favorite barmen in America, John Stoat, an Englishman who founded a wonderful bar upstate called The Man of Kent, which I wrote about in my book.
Right. All right, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Let's hear Shirley Collins and The Poor Murdered Woman.
It was Hanky the Squire, as I've heard men say, rode out a hunting on one Saturday. They hunted all about 8 o'clock, boys.
great Shirley Collins and the song of the poor murdered woman. Rosie Schapp sharing with us Pick 3 playlist and drinks to accompany. I'm out, so I need some more.
Let me
of that,
refill you.
Because you do this.
I do this,
you,
yes.
You tend bar at South, which is in our mutual neighborhood,
in our great
South
neighborhood
Park
neighborhood
Slope.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
So what kind of music makes the best ambience for a bar? I mean, you wouldn't stay in a karaoke bar, would you?
Not very long,
yeah.
Particularly because if I started singing, it would drive everyone else away. I notice my shift is a day shift. I can't, I'm too old to close a bar at 4 a.m. at this point in my life. My shift is from 2 to 9, and I tend to either start with jazz. I often start with Louis Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes Fats Waller. And that sort of sets a nice daytime tone, I think.
Kind of a speakeasy thing.
Yeah, just low-key and mellow, but sometimes folky stuff, too, mm-hmm. Early in the day. And then I think if my regulars were going to sort of caricature what I play at night, they'd really point to two-tone. I play an awful lot of Madness in the specials. It just kind of keeps me awake and keeps me buoyant and cheerful, and everybody kind of enjoys it.
Okay. Now, Shirley Collins, that recording was with the Albion Country Band,
right.
Who also recorded as the Albion Dance Band,
right.
And who were kind of a splinter group off of the next band we're going
right,
to hear.
Right.
Fairport Convention.
Yeah.
The great and ill-starred Sandy Denny.
The great and ill-starred Sandy Denny, who I've been thinking about a lot lately. I'm writing an essay about her. And I think for many people, my first introduction and to others was Sandy singing the backups on Battle of Evermore.
The Led Zeppelin song,
right.
Yes.
And when I was a difficult teenage girl, locking my bedroom door behind me and practicing tarot cards. That was a song I'd play over and over and over while I was burning incense and that kind of thing. And just that voice, I mean, it just doesn't sound like, she doesn't, many people have tried to sound like Sandy Denny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, but no one does.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the quality of the voice, but the quality of expression, I think, completely sets her apart.
And the band wrote a lot of its own material, but with Renardyne.
Renardyne is also a very old song. Another weird thing I was into as a kid, I was kind of preoccupied with werewolves at a certain point.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Renardyne isn't a werewolf. He's a werefox.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe he's just a guy. Maybe he's completely a fox.
Whatever,
we don't know.
Whatever he is, he's bad news
he's
for the
bad
lady
news.
Singing the
he's
song.
A rake.
Yes.
We know that much.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we know for sure.
And what do we drink as we hear this? I got to say, I'm still on the Wells Bombardier here.
And there's nothing wrong with the Wells Bombardier. But I think any time we get a really heavy, heavy dose of the supernatural, obviously we reach for some absinthe.
Obviously,
John. In a great cocktail. One of the greatest cocktails in the world is the Sazerac, a famous New Orleans cocktail. Many bartenders favor it. There's a kind of alchemy, I think, ascribed to it that's, it's a drink just like any other, but it's imbued with an almost metaphysical kind of property to people who love to make them and drink them. But here, I'm doing a variation on it, and using a smoky scotch where normally rye
mm-hmm.
would be used. And that just gives it more of a sort of haze and fog and mystery.
All right. Well, there, Soundcheck listeners, there are instructions on how to make your own Sazerac, this version that Rosie Schapp is talking about, on our website at soundcheck.org. And let's hear the song that goes with it, Renardyne from Fairport Convention.
And he smiled. that's like old Renadine.
That is Renadine, a classic recording from the English folk rock band Fairport Convention. Best enjoyed with a Sazerac, says Rosie Schapp, author of the drink column for the New York Times Magazine. But not any old Sazerac, but one that substitutes a smoky Scotch whiskey for rye. And the full details on how you can do that are on our website at soundcheck.org. You said before, Rosie, music and drink, you know, the two of them, they go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
One complements the other. I can't imagine one without the other myself.
Nor can I, John.
So you're tending bar at South on Fifth Avenue in South Park Slope.
That's right. One shift a week.
One shift a week, just to keep your hand in.
Keeps me on my toes.
All right. This has been a lot of fun.
For me as well. Thank you so much.
Rosie Schapp, my guest on Soundcheck.
Sun and dark, she followed him. Brightly shine, and he led her over the mountains. Did that slide bow?